A popular Outcast production.
Checking out my levels, singing a stupid song, trying not to get hit by these assholes. Hello. Hello again, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. I am almost, hopefully not getting pulled over. I am in my car. I am driving to the Seals Grove area. It's Friday, Black Friday. I luckily didn't. I no longer work, quote unquote. Like I guess technically I work retail because I'm in the retail industry, but I don't work sales anymore. Thank God. Because I did that shit for almost a decade of working sales on Black Fridays. And this is my, I want to say like fourth year in a row not doing that. And every year I'm grateful. Because I have worked the shittest shit jobs you can imagine on Black Friday. The shittest being working at Walmart in the toy department on Black Friday. I can't imagine a worse job, but, you know, but anyway, it is just about 5 o'clock p.m., and blah, and, I'm trying to focus on driving, I guess, but, let's see, tomorrow night is the, Mike's No Mic open mic, which, I guess at the time you'll listen to this will be over, so I don't really have to plug it. Though I will plug next month's, which is December 28th. Same location, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, at the, I don't know if it's called the Eagles, or the Fraternity of the Eagles, or some weird name like that, but, check it out. I am super, in a good way, nervous about tomorrow night. I usually get the nerves pretty bad. I guess that's even half the enjoyment of it. Tonight I'm getting together with Bill Russum of Popular Outcast fame. we're going to work on our stand-up shit tonight. Just try to hone it and, you know, cut the fat, trim the fat, whatever you want to call it. Let's see. So, I'm currently driving with one headlight, which is making me nervous because I don't want to get pulled over. I drive a 2005, 2006, one of those years, Honda CR-V, and this car fucking chews through headlights. It is obnoxious. This is my fourth headlight in, right around a year. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure headlights should last more than 3 months. You know, just saying. I went online and looked up, I googled 2005 Honda CR-V headlight problem, or problems, whatever, and apparently that is a big thing with these cars, is they chew through headlights, but the manufacturers and the fucking Honda people don't want to acknowledge that there is a problem, because there's been other problems with these cars, and there's been a couple recalls on different things, and that has not been one of them, sadly. So I'm pretty much just going to have to buy a shit ton of cheap ass headlights and just replace them often, which is also a pain in the ass because these fucking cars made the wonkiest goddamn headlight system to fucking replace headlights. It's awful. But anyway, excuse me. Right now I'm heading over to a friend's house. We're going to hang out for a little bit and do whatever, but I had some things to talk about. Now my mind just went blank because I'm trying not to speed or go through red lights or do anything illegal at all because I only have one fucking headlight. And I swear to God, if I get pulled over, I'm just going to tell this cop, I'm like, buddy, you can give me a fine if you want to, but like, these fucking cars chew through headlights, and I'm going to go take that fucking fine right to the goddamn Honda dealership. But like, listen, buttholes, you're going to pay this shit, because fuck you. But anyway, let's see. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's been cold as shit lately. I live very north, high elevation, and when I left my house, it was around, I think, 19 degrees. It is now later in the day, and it is 31 degrees. Down here, so you can see the temperature difference. I'm sure that's incredibly interesting to all of my valued listeners. oh God. oh boy. Boy, oh boy. What did I have to say? Oh, I had things. I had things and topics. Hot topics. Ugh. I don't know if I ever talked about that. I worked at a Hot Topic for give or take about 5 years. This was during my long retail stint. I worked other jobs while working there also, but off and on. But I was solidly a Hot Topic employee for 5 years. And what an awful place. it is a company that tries to create trends and, like, pretty much if anything has any level of popularity, they will try to blow it up and eventually ruin it. Examples would be, oh man, lots of cartoons like Invader Zim, and from what I've heard now, Adventure Time, they're doing the same thing to Adventure Time, and like movies like Donnie Darko, and there's just these little cult things that were fun that they make unfun. And it's annoying. Did I miss my turn? Where the fuck am I? No, I'm good. Alright. Thankfully, with my one headlight, I cannot see very much, which I'm sure is awesomely safe. And I'm still on the highway, and there's still one or two cars around, so I can't really high beam people. Sorry, my throat's been scratchy and shitty, so I don't know. Oof. No funsies. But yeah, sorry for all the, you know, fucking clearing my throat, sounding like an asshole. But, anyway, yeah, fuck Hot Topic. Fuck that place. When that South Park episode came out, where they burned down the Hot Topic, I loved that episode. It made me happy. It was a good time for everybody. Alright, fuck it. I think I'm gonna take a little break here and, regroup my thoughts. I'm sure that's in no way a phrase or an actual saying. But, cool. So, I'll be back. Bye.
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, You can go to Amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
Hello again. I am back. It is, let's see, Sunday. It is 1:43 p.m. I am leaving the central Pennsylvania area and heading back to my home. And I am in an odd state of depression. This was a fantastic weekend. I got to see a lot of friends who I don't get to see very often. And last night was Mike's No Mic Open Mic. And it went really well. There was a shit ton of fantastic performers there. My set went pretty well. Actually went a lot better than I expected it to. I didn't do the full set that I had planned because I didn't think it was ready. And after practicing and going over some shit with Bill, I cut a bunch out, and I think I made good decisions on doing so. So I doubt that'll be on this episode. Actually, I know it won't be on this episode. Hopefully I can get my setup next week or the week following, whenever it goes up on YouTube. That being said, you should check out the YouTube channel for Mike's No Mic Open Mic. I think it's MNMOM Official. I know, yeah, if you would just search Mon Mom on the YouTubes, you'll find a shit ton of videos, and you can go to the channel there, and yeah, check out some of the stand-up. All of mine are up there, all of everyone else's are up there. I'm not really sure how many videos are up there now. I think this was the sixth one, so probably at least 70 or more stand-up acts should be up there. Blah, 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 blah. What else? When my car is really rattly, I'm not sure why. That's annoying. Where am I? What was I talking about? But yeah, the Mike's No Mic open mic went really well, and I got to see a lot of my good friends. Afterwards, we went back to Bill's house, had a little get-together. I drank a bunch. Didn't get drunk. Not like silly drunk, but just had a good time. Had a good night. And now it's over. Now I'm going back home. I can usually tell how much fun I had or how much of a good time I had by the somber depression the following day, where it's just all over. Just going back to my job and my home and my small mountain town. And it's disheartening. Yep. Yeah, so that's that. I guess I can put that on this episode. I finally finished the Girls on Girls podcast theme song. Maybe I'll attach that to the end of the episode. If you don't listen to Girls on Girls, you should. It's on our network. It is one of my favorite shows on the network. I just think it's just fucking hilarious. I got to see all the girls from Girls on Girls podcast last night, which was pretty cool. And yeah, check them out. And check out that pimp-ass theme song. Oh boy, what else? Not sure what else to say right now. I'm gonna take a little break here. I have a couple, about another hour and a half drive ahead of me, so I will have plenty of time to record things. So I'll be back. Bye. And I'm back. It is now 3:07. Same day, just an hour and a half later, or whatever time. I don't remember what time I recorded the last thing. But anyway, I'm in a much better mood. just cleared my head and trying to, I don't know. Whenever I have, like, any kind of, oh God, what is going on here? Auto stops. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, yeah, like, whenever I have a really good weekend or any kind of, like, if I have a great night or some bullshit, during the next day I get pretty good and depressed for a little while, but I just have to clear my head and be like, hey, I just get sad that every day isn't that wonderful, and I don't know, I just kind of have to think about, I don't know, yeah, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, look to the future, or stay in the present, or something like that, but just don't get caught up in past bullshit, but whatever, blah, 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 yada, yada, I'm in a better mood. I might not sound like it, but I am. So, any hoozles. I have one other thing to talk about. I really don't remember. God, my brain doesn't function well sometimes. Yeah, this episode might be a bust, but, yeah, so I'll try to put a musical bit at the end or something. Look forward to the stand-up set. Like I said, it went pretty well. It went a lot better than the last one, and it was just a good set in general. I'm pretty happy with it. I'd like to use those jokes again. I like those jokes. They're fun. Blah, 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 blah. So, look forward to that. And I guess I'm just going to end this now, do some plugs. You guys, I'm sure if you listen to this at least once before, you know how to get a hold of me if you need to. Check me out on Facebook, Mixing It Up With Mike Carpenter. You can email me at mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mike Shit. I'm not super active on Twitter a lot. I kind of go in spurts of being ridiculously active on Twitter and then avoiding it for like a month, but I check it all the time, and I get notifications on my phone, so if I see anyone leaves me feedback, I always respond. Also, just check out the website. I think it's mixingitup.popularoutcast.com, something like that, and blah, 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 blah. I'm sure there's other things. Leave me voicemails. They're fun. I enjoy listening to them. The number is 702-PODCUNT. That's 702 PODCUNT. And add me on Snapchat, because Snapchat's my favorite thing ever in the world. Ever, ever. It's MIUWMC. I look forward to responding and interacting with my listeners. It's fun. So I guess that's all for now. I'm not sure how long this episode is. Doesn't matter. I'll be back next week. And, oh, rumble strips. hopefully without rumble strips. So, thanks for listening, and have a good day. Bye! Yay! Hooray! Wonderful!